Prema tome, svako treba neprestano i s potpunom usresređenom pažnjom da sluša o Bogu, slavi ga, seća ga se i obožava tog svevišnjeg gospoda koji je zaštitnik bhakta. Smisao. Ako je spoznaja apsolutne istine krajnji cilj života, mora se postići na bilo koji način. U svim gore spomenutim staležima i životnim redovima, glavna zanimanja su ova četiri procesa, slavljenje i obožavanje nekoga, kao i slušanje i mišljenje o nekome. Bez tih principa života niko ne može da postoji. Oni su sastavni deo delatnosti živog bića. Naročito u savremenom društvu, maltene sve delatnosti zavise od slušanja i slavljenja. Samo ako ga slave u dnevnim novinama, bilo to zasluženo ili nezasluženo, čovjek bilo kojeg društvenog položaja postaje poznat. Ponekad novinska propaganda promoviše i političke vođe određene partije i takvim slavljenjem beznačajan čovjek za tren oka postane veoma važan. No takva propaganda i tobožno slavljenje nedostojne osobe ne donosi nikakvo dobro niti pojedincu niti društvu. Ona može izazvati privremene dobrobiti, ali trajne koristi nema. Stoga su takve delatnosti puko traćenje vremena. Stvarni objekat slavljenja je svevišnji gospod koji je stvorio sve ono što pred sobom vidimo. Tu činjenicu smo naširoko objašnjavali na početku Bhagavatama u vezi sa šlokom Janmadyasya. Sklonost ka slavljenju ili slušanju drugih mora se usmjeriti ka onome koje je zaista slavan, vrhovnom biću. Samo će nam to doneti željeni rezultat. Još jednom stih. Prema tome, svako treba neprestano i s potpunom usresređenom pažnjom da sluša o Bogu, slavi ga, seća ga se i obožava tog svevišnjeg gospoda koji je zaštitnik bhakta.
Mm-hmm. In the Srimad Bhagavatam we hear one motto, it is yenatma supersedati, that which entirely satisfies the soul. This is the purpose of the education of the Bhagavatam.
U Srimad Bhagavatamu postoji jedan moto, jena hasya suprasidati, koji prožima čitav Bhagavatam i koji može potpuno da zadovolji dušu.
Let us think for a moment about this term, to entirely satisfy the soul.
I hajde malo da razmislimo o tom tom terminu potpuno zadovoljenje duše.
Please try to go back to the time in history, in the history of your life, where you were entirely satisfied.
I pokušajte da se vratite u prošlost svoga života i da se setite kada ste bili potpuno zadovoljni.
Entirely satisfied means there was not one desire in you which was not satisfied at that time.
I potpuno zadovoljni znači da nije postala ni jedna jedina želja u vama koja nije bila zadovoljena u to vrijeme.
When was it? And where was it?
I kada je to bilo?
It's not an easy question.
I to nije lako pitanje.
I don't know if all of you even want to ask this question and think about it.
I nisam siguran da baš svi od vas žele da postave to pitanje sebi i da ga odgovore također.
I want to give you a tip.
I želim da vam dam savjet.
If you want to look in your life for that moment where you were entirely satisfied, you must look for a moment where you were in love.
I ako želite da pronađete taj moment u svom životu kada ste bili potpuno zadovoljni, onda morate da potrčite taj moment kada ste bili u ljubavi zaljubljeni.
Where you felt love.
Kada ste osjećali ljubav.
In Vedic psychology, it is said that deep within each human soul there are actually only two needs.
I u vedskoj psihologiji je rečeno da duboko u, duhovna duša u sebi ima samo dve potrebe.
That is to love, that is to offer love.
Da voli, odnosno da ponudi ljubav.
And then to receive love.
I da primi ljubav.
It's not a one-way street that you only offer love, but you do not receive love. Both has to be there.
To nije jednousmeren ovaj proces, jednostavno treba da bude i da se ponudi ljubav i da se primi.
Maybe in our childhood we experienced this in relationship to our mother.
I u detinjstvu smo sigurno imali takvo iskustvo sa svojom majkom.
Offering our love and receiving for love.
Davali smo ljubav i primali smo ljubav.
In the philosophy of bhakti we understand that we have to take this human need and bring it in contact with God.
I u našoj filozofiji mi vidimo da tu ljudsku potrebu treba da preobratimo, da je usmerimo ka Bogu.
And why this is so we will hear in a moment.
I zašto to tako, čućemo za koji moment.
But let us look a little bit on this need to love and be loved.
Ali hajde malo da se zadržimo na ovoj potrebi voleti i biti voljen.
Love is often described to be an overwhelming experience.
I ljubav se često objašnjava kao preplavljujuće iskustvo.
And people and philosophers say that this overwhelming experience is due, is because they feel love is something which is divine.
I to preplavljujući, taj preplavljujući osjećaj je zapravo je božanske prirode.
I have heard that about 50% of my audience is well knowledgeable about movies.
I znam da jedno 50% moje publike ima jako dosta znanja o različitim filmovima.
And I have heard that nowadays in the movies very often the value which is valued most and which comes always out is the value of love.
I jednostavno u svim tim filmovima jedina vrednost koja se uvek ispoljava je ta vrednost ljubavi.
If in this confused world there's something of value, people really feel it's love.
I ako u ovom zbunjujućem svetu postoji neka vrednost koju ljudi osjećaju, onda je to ljubav.
I saw in when I wrote my book a movie called Sarajevo.
I kada sam pisao svoju knjigu, u to vrijeme sam pogledao jedan film koji se zove Sarajevo.
It got a very high price. It describes an English team of journalists who go there to make a real documentation of the conflict.
I to je bio tim iz Engleske, oni su bili novinari koji su otišli tamo na licu mesta gde se odigravao taj konflikt da bi napisali o tome i imali neku pravu sliku.
So they filmed during the war and it's real scenes.
I to je snimano sve na licu mesta, znači nije bio običan film, nego zapravo su snimali sve te događaje tokom rata.
And in the midst there is this house with orphans. Orphans means children who have lost their.
I bili su u toj kući gde su siročići bili.
And so many small children without parents are coming into this house.
I u tu kuću su smeštena jako puno dece koje su ostali bez roditelja.
And there's one girl who takes care of the very small children who are crying during the night because they lost their parents.
I onda jedna devojčica koja je također bila mala brinula se još o manjoj deci koje su plakala tokom noći jer su izgubili roditelje.
Now this journalist is documenting and he comes again and again to this orphan house and he sees this one girl who cares for the others has such good qualities.
I taj novinar se iznova i iznova vraća u to sirotište i prepoznaje kako ta devojčica koja se brinula o drugoj manjoj deci je imala tako divne odlike.
She is a half orphan also.
Ona je također bila polusiroč.
And then a bomb comes into this orphanage.
I onda na kraju to sirotište je pogodila bomba.
And the children have to leave Sarajevo.
I deca su morali da napuste Sarajevo.
It's like a real dramatic and very hard rendering scene, you know. Oh, the maledices, you know, in the war and you know.
I to je bilo tako potresna scena, jednostavno mala deca usred tog rata.
And then he decides that I have to save this one girl who was so good. And the only way I get her to England is if I adopt her as my child, and then, but how do I convince my wife that now we have a child which doesn't speak English?
I taj čovjek, novinar, je jako puno želeo da pomogne toj devojčici i da je izvede iz Sarajeva, da je vodi sa sobom u Englesku, i jedini način da to učini je bilo da je usvoji, ali onda je imao sumnju kako će njegova žena da reaguje na to, da je to sada njihovo dete, a pritom ne zna engleski.
So this movie describes very, very, in very subtle ways the love which develops between this little child and the journalist.
I taj način, i taj film na jako suptilan način objašnjava tu ljubav koja se razvijala između te devojčice i ovog engleskog novinara.
And finally he gets her out of the burning war field, and because of the Lubov, and the film got a first prize. Because it is describing love.
I pošto taj film je nagrađen jer opisuje ljubav, i konačno on je uspeo da izvede iz tog ratnog žarišta devojčicu.
Love is often a very overwhelming experience, and people think in our society that this is really the best which this often so chaotic world has to offer.
I ljudi, pošto osjećaju taj prepravljajući osjećaj ljubavi, onda oni znaju da jednostavno to je jednostavno najbolje iz ovog sveta što može onda nam ponuditi.
The old Greek philosophers thought that in the relationship of love God manifests.
I grčki filozofi su također shvatili i rekli da se Gospod manifestuje u tom odnosu ljubavi.
Because they felt if a human soul will experience God, he will always be overwhelmed by the experience. And love is doing that. It overwhelms us. So it must be God.
I ako nešto nas toliko preplavi, imamo takvo iskustvo te ljubavi, to onda mora da je Gospod koji se manifestuje na taj način.
And culturally they had some very, very interesting, I hope you don't mind me telling this, a very interesting practical application.
I kulturološki to također postoji za to jedan praktična primjena toga u stvari.
In their temples they sometimes had the act of sexual relationship.
I u tim grčkim hramovima oni su ponekad imali te seksualni čin u hramu.
They had ladies who were available for this.
I imali su dame koje su bile dostupne za to.
And the worshippers would go into a sexual encounter, and they were convinced that now we feel God.
I ti sveštenici su odlazili, imali taj seks sa njima, i onda su bili uvereni da imaju na taj način odnos sa Bogom.
Please try to, although this is not our philosophy, you know, but please try to understand their logic.
I iako ovo nije naša filozofija, onako molim vas da razmislite o logici tog.
They felt if there is God, he must be, and coming into the human experience, it must be overwhelming.
I oni su razmišljali na način, pa da, ako postoji Bog, onda on mora na neki način da se osjeti, a to je to preplavljajuće osjećanje ljubavi.
And because the Greek didn't have the modern 20th century moral, they felt this is very godly.
I pošto Grci u to vrijeme nisu imali ovaj moral 20. veka, oni su mislili da je to vrlo pobožno.
There was the interpretation.
To je bila ta interpretacija.
In Jagannath Puri this year, I was thinking about this. Actually, when I was in my God experience, I didn't think about anything else because I was overwhelmed.
I ove godine u Jagannath Puriju sam baš razmišljao o tome kada sam ja osjetio tu preplavljajuću ljubav, kada ni na što drugo nisam mislio.
I was actually seeing how God came into the field of the human experience and how 1 million people reacted to his sudden presence.
I primetio sam kada se taj Gospod u vidu ljubavi spusti na ovo materijalni plan, onda ljudi jednostavno to osete.
We were all waiting before the closed door of the Puri temple, the lion's gate.
I čekali smo, hiljada ljudi je čekalo ispred lavlje kapije templa u Jagannath Puriju.
1 million people had only one idea. When does Lord Jagannath come out?
I milion ljudi imalo tu samo jednu ideju i želju kada će Gospod Jagannath da izađe napolje.
We were told he comes out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mislili smo da će on izaći oko 6 sati ujutru.
But when it was 12 o'clock, he still was not there.
I bilo je 12 sati, a on još uvek se nije pojavio.
And people started to faint actually because of dehydration and sunstroke.
I ljudima je postalo loše, dehidrirali su i padali su u nesvest, jer sunce bilo veoma jako.
My dear devotees, many were carried away on these stretchers.
Mnogi ljudi su nanosili.
And I was thinking, oh, soon I'm the next one.
A ja sam pomislio, pa da, uskoro ću ja biti jedan od njih.
So I asked the police commander in chief, when does Lord Jagannath come?
I pitao sam tog policajca, o, pa kada će Gospod Jagannath da izađe?
And he very innocently asked back, why?
A on onako vrlo, ono iskreno pita, pa zašto?
I don't know how long I can last, I said.
Pa ne znam koliko će to još da potre.
And then he said, only Jagannath knows.
I onda on rekao, pa to samo zna Gospod Jagannath.
So I couldn't run away to relieve myself or go in the shadow because it meant he could come any moment and I certainly didn't want to miss him. You know?
Ja definitivno nisam htio da se sklonim odatle, da odem u neku senku jer je on mogao da se pojavi bilo kog momenta i ja to nisam htio da propustim.
So finally he came out.
I onda konačno on se pojavio i izašao.
My devotees, it was up to now the most overwhelming experience I have personally experienced.
I dragi moji bakte, mislim da je to bilo najjače i najveće osjećanje koje me preplavilo do sada.
It started with gong music, 160 gongs. It was very, very exciting.
Bilo je vrlo uzbudljivo jer su 106 gongova svirali sve vreme.
Then we saw a crown, just only a big flower crown, from here to the ceiling.
I prvo što smo vidjeli, to je bila ogromna cvetna kruna, kao odavde do plafona.
And it was shaking and moving, almost I would say as the wheel of a peacock, you know?
I ona se tako tresla napred nazad, kao onaj paunov rep.
Yeah. Then, in this incredible heat, all of a sudden a cool breeze came.
I onda u sred te vrućine samo se rashlađajući vetrić pojavio.
And the most subtle but overwhelming fragrance. I almost fainted. Ping! It was so good.
I onda smo osjetili tako suptilan ali predivan miris da sam se ja skoro onesvestio od toga.
And then he came.
I onda on se pojavio.
And my dear devotees, when he came out of the gate, 1 million people turned mad.
I kada se on pojavio iza kapije, milion ljudi je poludelo.
They cried, they said, Jaga.
Oni su plakali, pokušavali su da izgovore ime Gospoda Jagannatha, ali nisu mogli, pali su u nes.
I started to cry uncontrollably.
I nisam mogao da se kontrolišem i plakao sam.
I had never felt such a feeling.
I nikada nisam imao takav osjećaj pre.
And we all became mad.
I svi smo poludeli, da.
Hare Krishna. It was I can't even tell you.
I to je bilo tako da jednostavno ne znam kako da vam to opišem.
This evening you will see slides, but the slides never tell the story completely. They only give a hint of what happened at that time.
I ove večeri vidjet ćete slajd iz Jagannath Puri, ali slajd nikada ne može da dočara pravi jednostavno doživljaj toga. Jednostavno to je samo kao mali uvod, uvod za to.
One million people were so absolutely absorbed in Lord Jagannath. There was no other thought in their mind. They just wanted to grab the rope and pull their dear Lord, you know, do some seva, some service.
I milion ljudi je bilo toliko fokusirano samo na gospoda Jagannatha, nisu mislili ni na što drugo, osim na to kako da povuku njegove koče i da urade neku službu za njega.
I sang and danced for 6 hours without any stop.
I bez prestanka ja sam pevao i plesao 6 sati.
After it was over, the devotees told me, you drank 10 2-liter bottles, that's 20 liters of water.
I bakte su mi nakon toga rekli da sam za to vrijeme popio 20 litara vode.
And I didn't even know.
A ja to nisam ni primijetio.
And I did not go one time to the bathroom.
I nijednom nisam otišao do toaleta.
It just came, I don't know where it, you know, just out of the eyes.
Mislim da je sva ta voda kroz suze izašla.
Out of the wherever, you know, out of all the 2 billion pores on the skin.
Kroz 2 biliona pora na koži.
Yeah. Am I successful in describing what I want to describe? It was a divine overwhelming experience of Lubov.
I nadam se da sam uspješan u onome što sam objasnio, to je bilo božansko osjećanje ljubavi koje preplavljuje.
There was a time when the soul was totally satisfied.
I to je bilo vrijeme kada je duša bila potpuno zadovoljna.
Because it was overwhelmed with the hladini or pleasure giving potency.
Jer ona je bila preplavljena sa hladini šakti, moći zadovoljstva.
Now it is said that we experience, so I gave you an example of the Greek who sought God in human love, and I gave you an example of the devotees of Krishna who seek for love in divine love.
I dao sam vam ova dva primjera. Prvi primjer je bio Grka koji su pokušali kroz osjećaj te ljubavi u među ljudskim odnosima da dobiju, a ovaj drugi primjer je bio kada se ta ljubav traži na totalno duhovnom nivou usmjereno ka Bogu.
In our philosophy it says that there are 5 relationships in which love is experienced.
I u našoj tradiciji znamo da postoji tih 5 odnosa na koje možemo da kušamo tu ljubav.
One between lover and beloved.
Jedna je između voljenog i voljene.
The second between father and mother and their children.
A druga je između oca, majke i njihove dece.
I saw this, I talked to one young grihasta boy and it was not possible for him to concentrate on one sentence of the discussion because all his heart was with his son, who fortunately has a name of the Lord.
I pričao sam sa jednim mladim grihastom i onda sam vidio kako on nije mogao ni par minuta da se skoncentriše na naš razgovor i da je sve vrijeme bio fokusiran na svog sina koji srećom nosi ime Gospoda.
It's sometimes a little frustrating for outsiders to talk with a young father because he's the only subject is his son, really. If you because there's no other place in his mind because he's overwhelmed by the love which the father has to the son.
I ponekad je za ljude teško da komuniciraju sa mladim ocem, jer on jednostavno sve što ima u svom umu, to je taj njegov osjećaj ljubavi prema sinu ili prema ćerki.
It shows how overwhelming love is, you know?
I to nam pokazuje koliko ljubav preplavljuje.
There is a feeling between friend and friend, and I had this with Radhanath Maharaj.
Onda postoji taj odnos razmene između prijatelja i prijatelja, kao što ja imam sa Radhanath Maharajom tu razmenu.
There's also love exchange between servant and master.
I također postoji taj osjećaj ljubavi u razmeni između sluge i gospodara.
And it is also said that there is other types of loving relationships.
I također je rečeno da postoji i drugi odnosi razmene ljubavi.
This is there in this world, and this is also there in the spiritual world.
To postoji kako u ovom materijalnom svetu, tako i u duhovnom svetu.
Now it is said that the love which we experience in this world is always limited.
I ljubav koju mi doživljavamo u ovom materijalnom svetu je veoma ograničena.
One day the son will be older and he will say to his parents, I'm in puberty now and I do not care for you any longer.
I taj sin će jednog dana porasti i reći će roditeljima, pa ja sam u pubertetu i mene više ono ne mogu da se brinem za vas.
Or the lover will say to the beloved, I changed my mind, we are really very different.
Ili voljena će reći svom dragom, pa znaš šta, ja sam malo se predomislila, mi smo ipak jako različiti.
There is also death which comes into every human relationship, and then there is so much pain really.
I tu je ta smrt koja jednostavno razvaja sve te ljudske odnose, koja je veoma bolna.
But there is also something which I want to talk about, another factor which makes the human experience of love a limited experience.
I postoji još jedan faktor o kome bih htjela da pričam, o tome, znači kako je ta ljubav ograničena.
When the human
ljudska,
let us say, when love enters into a human relationship, it never comes alone, it brings its associates.
I kada se na tom ljudskom nivou, kada se ta ljubav pojavi, onda uvek
associates.
Ta ljubav nikad ne dolazi sama, uvek i donosi neki svoj pratioc.
Yes. It will bring some amount of selfishness.
Ona donosi sa sobom jednu količinu sebičnost.
It will bring some amount of greed into it.
I doneće sa sobom neku količinu pohlepe.
And there will be also some amount of enviousness.
I također izvesnu količinu zavisti.
And some amount of illusion.
I također jednu količinu iluzije.
Imagine Romeo and Julia would not have killed themselves.
Zamislite da se Romeo i Julija nisu ubili.
And they would have moved to Rome in a small Roman apartment.
I da su se preselili u Rim, u mali stan.
You know, and after 30 years of marriage, we would just visit them.
I onda mi ih posetimo nakon 30 godina njihovog braka.
Julia would have by now feathering around her belly.
Julia sad već ima onako salt oko stava.
And because Romeo ate all this sweets and there were no good dental care, he lost many of his tooth.
A Romeo, pošto je jeo puno slatkiša, nije baš redovno posećivao zubara, ima karijes na zubima.
Yes, and now then one night the most terrible thing happened to the relationship.
I onda jedne noći se najstrašnija stvar dešava u njihovom odnosu.
Romeo woke up and by a disturbing noise he thought there was an earthquake.
Romeo se budi usled neke uznemirujuće buke, jer misli da je to možda zemljotres.
But, But it was Julia who was snoring.
Ali je to bila Julija koja je zapravo hrkala.
Hrčati. And you know, that gave really Romeo so much disillusionment, you know.
I to je razbilo sve iluzije Romeo.
And the next day he just couldn't help himself. He tried to have an affair with a younger girl.
I sljedećeg dana je pokušao da pomogne sebi tako što je odlučio da ima aferu sa nekom mlađom devojkom.
And she didn't want to go with this toothless idiot, you know.
Ona nije žela da ima nikakav odnos sa tim krezovim idiotom.
But Julia found out, and from that moment there was intense war in the Roman apartment.
I onda Julia započinje u tom apartmanu, u njihovom stanu, neverovatan rat.
I'm telling a philosophical point in a humorous way.
I ja ovu poentu predstavljam na jako onako humoristički način.
My point is that in this world, the experience of love, which is overwhelming, is always limited
by
the time factor.
To znači da u ovom materijalnom svetu ta ljubav koja preplavljuje je veoma ograničena faktorom vremena.
In the spiritual world, the love is unlimited.
I u duhovnom svetu ljubav je neograničena.
Rupa Goswami describes two qualities of spiritual love.
I Srila Rupa Goswami opisuje dve odlike duhovne ljubavi.
It is chamatkar and apurvata.
Chamatkar i apurvata.
Chamatkar means it is so astonishing that it is can only be described as totally overwhelming.
I ovo prvo znači čamaka, da ona toliko preplavljujuća da ona jednostavno začuđuje.
Chamatka means really literally it is astonishing, amazing.
To ta reč znači neverovatan, literalno.
And apurvata means it is ever new and fresh.
A apurvata znači da je ona uvek nova, uvek je sveža.
In another verse Rupa Goswami describes that this love is beyond any imagination.
I Rupa Goswami dalje objašnjava da je ta ljubav iznad svake zamisli, imaginacije.
And this love is very heavy. Heavy was wonder. It's a miracle.
I ona je tako teška kao čuda.
And it is relished in a heart which is shining with goodness.
I ona se kuša u ljubavlju, ona se kuša u srcu, ta ljubav se kuša u srcu koje je obasjeno vrlinom.
To experience really spiritual love, you must have a purified consciousness. It's called Vishuddha Sattva.
I to je Vishuddha Sattva, da bi kušali tu ljubav, moramo da imamo pročišćenu svesnost.
I would like to give you of this apurvata. This love is always new. An example which I heard, which I find very, very relishable.
I za apurvata primjer, želim da vam dam jedan primjer, želim da vam dam koji sam čuo, koji je jako sladak.
It is describing the experience of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna.
I ona objašnjava ljubav Srimati Radharani prema Krišni.
One day Srimati Radharani says she will not go any longer to the Yamuna to bring water from there.
I jednog dana Srimati Radharani je odlučila da ne ide više na Yamunu da odatle uzima vodu.
And the parents said, why we require water?
A roditelji su je pitali, pa zašto nama treba voda?
And she does not want to reveal the reason of her reluctance.
A ona ne želi da im otkrije razlog te odluke.
She only reveals it to her close companions.
Ona će to razotkriti jedino svojim najbližim pratiljama.
What happened is simply this.
Ono što se desilo je ovo.
Krishna could not be satisfied to meet Radharani just the times when he met him her during the day.
I Krishna nije zadovoljan što viđa samo Radharani samo u određenom delu dana.
So he had gone and climbed on a kadamba tree on a branch from where he could see Radharani taking water.
I onda se on popeo na kadamba drvo na jednu granu sa koje je mogao da vidi Šimati Radharani kako uzima vodu.
And when Radharani saw, you know, she was kneeling down to get water, she saw all of a sudden Krishna's reflection of his, you know, Krishna has a very bright, transcendental body.
I dok je uzimala vodu, ona je videla refleksiju Krišninog tela u vodi, a Krišnino telo je veoma svetlo, emanira svetlo.
And she saw Krishna coming out of the Yamuna to embrace her.
I ona je pomislila kako Krišna se pojavljuje iz vode Yamune da je zagrli.
And this was very shocking to her.
I to je za nju bilo veoma šokantno.
Prabhupada was once asked, how does the skin of Krishna look?
I Šrila Prabhupada je jednom rekao kako izgleda Krišnina koža.
And he answered, like glowing fire, but it is dark.
Kao svetleća vatra, ali je pritom tamna.
I don't know, I seem to hear someone talking all the time, but maybe it's the rain? Someone is translating maybe? So Radharani was so shocked.
I Šimati Radharani je bila šokirana.
And she never wanted to go back to the Yamuna.
I zato nije htjela da se vrati više nikad na Yamunu.
Did she not want to see Krishna?
Da li ona nije zaista željela da vidi Krishna?
She only lived to see Krishna.
Ali ona, stvari ona živi za to da vidi Krishna.
She was just simply so overwhelmed by this feeling of love.
Ali ona je bila jednostavno toliko preplavljena tom ljubavlju.
That sometimes she acts in what is called contrary ways.
Tako da ona ponekad deluje na jako kontroverzan način.
Yes. For instance, she says this Krishna love is too overwhelming.
I ona kaže, pa ova ljubav prema Krišni je previše preplavljujuća.
And then she wants to get away from this.
I onda ona želi da pobegne od toga.
And what she will do is she will give away all the dark clothes and so on.
I onda šta ona radi, onda ona baca, sklanja od sebe svu tamnu odeću.
Krishna hears about it.
I Krishna čuo za to.
And says she will never be able to forget me.
I onda on kaže, ali ja znam da ona nikada neće moći da me zaboravi.
Because, I mean, when she goes in the forest, there are the tamal trees which are black and which will remind her of me.
I znam kad ona bude išla u šumu, da će vidjeti tamala drveće koje je jako tamno i koje će podsjetiti na mene.
But the Saki says, Siam, in the night she ordered all of us to paint the tamal trees white.
A onda Sakije kažu, ali Šjam, ona nam je naredila da ofarbamo svo to drveće tamala u belu boju.
But what will she do with all these black birds like the cuckoo which come into her grove, her flower grove?
Ali Krišna kaže, ali šta će uraditi sa svim tim tamnim pticama, kuku, koji dolaze u njenu kunđu?
And the gopi answers Krishna, no problem, she has an army of gopis and we all have chased not only the cuckoos away, but also the peacocks.
Ali gopija sam da rekla, ništa ti ne brini, imamo Šimati Radharani, ima čitavu armiju gopija i mi ćemo da oteramo ne samo te kukavice, već i faunove.
Krishna says, what's with the black bees? They come everywhere.
A kaže Krishna, ali šta je sa tim crnim pčelama, koje svuda ih ima?
No, she has arranged honey in one part of Vrindavan, a lake of honey, they all are there.
A ne, Šrimati Radharani je napravila čitavo jezero meda i onda su one sve otišle tamo.
But it's now monsoon, there will be dark clouds and she will be reminded of me. Why doesn't she just accept me?
Ali da, ali evo sada će monsunski oblaci da dođu i oni će također da podsete na mene, ma zašto me jednostavno ne prihvati?
Oh, Siam, she's very intelligent. She only walks under an umbrella now.
Oh, Siam, ona je vrlo inteligentna. Ona sada hoda samo pod kišobran.
But there's one thing she can never, ever get rid of. That's the black in the pupil. You know, that we have brown. Or Jashvi, you have also brown or green, your ears, eyes. But there is one black center part, which is always black in everyone.
Da, kaže Krišna, ali postoji nešto čega nikad ne može da se oslobodi, a to je crne oči, zenice, koje većina njih ima i toga nikada neće moći da se reši.
And now listen to the answer because and analyze it, because here you will see what is overwhelming love.
I sada poslušajte analizu ovoga, jer to pokazuje koliko ta ljubav je preplavljujuća.
Oh, Siam.
Oh, Siam.
She always cries white tears, and they cover all the time the blackness of her pupil, so she also doesn't see you.
Oh, Siam, ona plače bele suze koje prekrivaju njene crne zenice.
But how does she cry like this?
Ali kako ona plače tako?
And then the gopi is silent. The gopi is silent.
A gopije su bile tihe, nisu znale šta da kažu.
Give me the answer. From where does she get the strength to cry like this? Why tears? Hours, you know.
Dajte mi odgovor, odakle je snage i odakle može da plače satima takve bele suze.
The gopi says, Siam, to be very truthful, she's crying for you, she only wants to be with you.
O, Siam, bit ćemo iskrene prema tebi. Ona zapravo lije te suze zbog tebe. Ona želi samo tebe.
If you would be a psychologist, someone who is interested in studying human or the motions of emotions, you would know that this is, she's overwhelmed.
Iako studirate te emocije, onda možete da vidite da je ona jednostavno preplavljena.
So spiritual love is unlimited because Radha and Krishna know each other since time eternal, but still it's always new and full of miracle.
I duhovna ljubav je beskrajna, a Radha i Krishna večno znaju jedno za drugo, ali ta njihova ljubav je stalno nova i sveža i to je jednostavno čudo.
And it is this unlimited experience which we look for really, and it is this experience which can yenatma supersedasti satisfy our aching soul.
I to je to iskustvo za koje mi tragamo i koje može naše srce da zadovolji, koje boluje.
The poet Vidyapati compares mundane or the love which we can experience in this world with a drop of water in comparison to a huge ocean.
I pesnik Vidyapati upoređuje tu svetovnu ljubav koja je kao kap u odnosu na duhovnu ljubav koju upoređuje sa okeanom.
The ocean is spiritual love.
Okean predstavlja duhovnu ljubav.
And that ocean in this world, whatever we experience in this world is only a little drop of this.
I šta god mi možemo da imamo iskustvo u ovom svetu, na upoređuje se samo sa jednom kapljicom.
And Vidyapati says, it's not only a drop, it's a drop in the desert.
I to nije samo kapljica, nego kapljica u pustinji.
Do you know what a drop in the desert is?
I da li znate šta je kapljica u pustinji?
It's highly temporary.
Veoma je privremeno.
In the hot sand, Whoop, where's my drop?
Jednostavno nestane na vrelom pesku.
Where is the drop? It's gone.
I gde je kapljica? Pa nema je.
Yes. So therefore, devotees of God, since time immemorial, have not believed the Greek.
I stoga bakte, gospoda, od pamtiveka jednostavno nisu verovali Grcima.
They have said the Greek philosophy is very limited here. It's the description of what they consider God is not true.
I videli su da ta njihova filozofija kako su oni smatrali Boga jednostavno da nije ispravna i nije istinita.
And devotees don't even believe the movies.
I bakte također ne veruju čak ni filmovima.
Yes, the film, the Hollywood love is also not jinatma suprasidati.
I ta ljubav koju vidimo u filmu također nije jatma suprasidati.
Yes, the fully satisfying the soul.
Ne zadovoljava dušu u potpunosti.
But devotees also don't feel spiritual love.
Ali bakte također ne osjećaju ni duhovnu ljubav.
That's why they look so frustrated.
I zato često ili ponekad izgledaju frustrirano.
They don't have this, they don't have that.
Nemaju ni jedno ni drugo.
Therefore they somehow try to survive in a nobody's land.
Tako da pokušavaju da prežive na toj ničijoj zemlji.
There was once a disciple who came to his guru.
Jednom je bio učenik koji je prišao svom guru.
Guru Maharaj.
Guru Maharaj.
I sometimes feel dry.
Ponekad se osjećam tako su.
I'm chanting.
Mantram.
As I'm able.
Koliko mogu.
I'm following the four regulative principles as I'm able.
Sledim četiri regulativne principa koliko mogu.
I'm eating prasadam as I'm able.
I častim prasadam onoliko koliko mogu.
But I feel so frustrated.
Ali osjećam se tako frustrirano.
What more can I do?
I šta ja još mogu da uradim?
And the guru looks at him and says, I think you have missed the point.
I guru ga je pogledao i rekao mu, pa znaš šta, ja mislim da si ti promašio point.
You can become a blaze in love.
Mogao si da procvetaš u ljubavi.
For Krishna, sa Krishna.
Sa Krishnom.
Come with me.
Dođi sa mnom.
And he brings him to the river.
I poveo ga na reku.
Do you see the dharma of the river? It always flows, flows, flows until it meets her husband, the ocean.
I da li vidiš kako reka teče sve dok nesretne svog supruga okeana?
My boy, this is how your life should become.
I dragi moj dečače, takav tvoj život treba da bude.
You are in relationship to the Purusha, the Krishna. You are meant to give him pleasure. You are Prakriti.
I ti si Prakriti i ti treba da pružiš zadovoljstvo Puruši, gospodu.
You are a helper of Krishna's enjoyment.
Ti treba da pomogneš Krišni da uživa.
Like a river which comes to the ocean, your service and love should go to Krishna.
I kao taj tok reke koja teče ka okeanu, tako treba da teče tvoja devocija i ljubav prema Krišni i tvoja služba.
And then the guru says, I remember last Kartik, we had this wonderful kirtan here.
I guru rekao, i sećam se prošlog Kartika, imali smo ovde predivan kirtan.
And this dried out hermit and frustrated ashram leader came.
I onda je jedan lider, isposnik iz nekog ashrama koji je bio onako vrlo suv, došao.
And they danced and chanted.
I čak je i on pevao i mantrao.
And they felt it.
I oni su svi osjetili to.
They felt the love of Krishna.
I oni su čak osjetili tu ljubav prema Krishni.
Let us not miss this point.
I nemojmo da propustimo ovu poentu.
This is what you can do to advance further.
I to je ono što treba da napravimo da bismo dalje napredovali.
Develop love for Krishna.
Da razvijemo ljubav prema Krishni.
Okay, Sachinandan Swami, thank you for your nice story, but be practical. We are in Serbia.
Dobro, Svačinandana s vami, hvala ti za lepu priču, ali ipak u Srbiji smo, pa molimo te budi praktičan.
You have just totally offended us.
Totalno si nas uvredio.
You said we missed the point.
I rekavši da smo mi promašili point.
You said we are not experiencing the love of God.
Rekao si da mi ne kušamo tu ljubav prema Bogu.
But let's be practical.
Ali hajde da budemo praktični.
Hajde.
Hajde.
Oui? Hajde. Hajde, yes. Hajde budi praktični. I'm still trying. I have not yet given up. How can we develop love for Krishna?
I kako možemo razviti ljubav prema Krišni?
And how can we experience this overwhelming feeling which you have described?
I kako možemo da osjetimo taj preplavljajući osjećaj koga smo opisivali do sad?
I want to ask all of you how love starts.
I želim sve vas da pitam kako ljubav počinje?
I have seen many relationships start in the Shushtendilska temple.
Video sam puno odnosa koji su započeti u templu u Shushtendilskoj.
It usually happened like that.
I obično su se ovako dešavali.
I can only speak now from the male perspective, but the ladies can put it into the female perspective.
Ja ću sad ovo reći sa muške perspektive, a dame mogu sa njihove perspektive.
All of a sudden, when let us call him Akinchana Sudarshandas.
Hajde da nazovemo ovog baktu Akinchana Sudarshandas.
I hope there is no Akinchana Sudarshandas. This sounds like a Jagpa Takamaraj name, isn't it?
Nadam se da nema takav bakta. Ovo ime baš zvuče onako kao ime od Jagpa Takamaraja što daje učenici.
He has the best names in the universe.
Jel on daje najbolje imena u univerzumu?
They're really very wonderful.
Da, jako divni imen.
Very often with Krishna and Gauranga and wonderful combinations. So I hope there is no Akinchana Sudarshan.
On pravi jako lepe kombinacije imena Krishna i Gorange, tako da ja se nadam da nema takav bhakta sa
imenom. And the Maharaji is called Akinchana Prema Purna Devi Dasi.
A Mataji Akinchana Prema Purna Devi Dasi.
So they have been serving in the temple for a long time.
Oni su već duže vremena služe u templu.
They had no real relationship because their services were totally different.
I nisu imali nikakav kontakt, jer su njihove službe veoma različite.
But one day Akinchana Sudarshan Prabhu notices, he looks over to the Mataji's side to find out, is Akinchana Prema Purna Devi there?
I onda jednog dana Akinchana Sudarshan Prabhu ovako prelazi pogledom po Matađima da vidi da li je Akinchani Prema Purna Mataji tamo.
He seemed to have developed an antenna for this particular person.
I izgleda da je razvio da ima određenu antenu za tu osobu.
And whenever she comes mystically, he looked in this direction, she comes from that direction, his antenna receive a signal.
I mistično, ako on gleda u jednom pravcu, a ona dolazi iz drugog pravca, onda njegova antena mu da signal.
And what is Akinchana Prema Purna Devi Dasi is feeling the same.
A Akinchana Prema Purna Devi Dasi osjeća isto.
So let's make the name shorter. Sudarshan is feeling that something has happened with his mind.
I Akinchana Sudarshan osjeća da se nešto desilo sa njegovim umom.
And Purna is feeling the same thing.
A Purna Mataji osjeća istu stvar.
And somehow they seem to be locked into each other by their minds, and they have such an amazing experience for them.
I oni osjećaju kako su jednostavno se spojili umom i to je za njih neverovatno iskustvo i osjećaj.
Even if they are not together and he is resting in his apartment and she is resting in her apartment in Novi Sad, there is this mental lock there and they can't, it remains. It's even there in the night in dreams.
Iako oni nisu zajedno, ona je u Novom Sadu u svom stanu, on je u svom stanu, ali u umu su veoma povezani i ne mogu nikako da se razdvoje i to, taj osjećaj je prisutan čak i tokom noći u snovima.
This is usually what happens in human relationships.
I to je ono uobičajeno što se dešava u ljudskim odnosima.
And the starting point is really has to do with attention.
A početna poenta je ta pažnja. Počinje sa pažnjom.
So in this verse the magical formula is given how we can give our attention to Krishna.
I u ovom stihu je data ova magična formula kako da damo svoju pažnju Krišni.
It has to do with this attention.
I to se dešava sa tom pažnjom.
Venurati will read the verse for us again. It's 1:14, while you look, I will read it in English. With one pointed attention, one should do four things. Actually, you can say it like this. With one pointed attention, one should do four things.
Sa jednousmerenom pažnjom osoba treba da uradi četiri stvari.
One first hears about Krishna.
Da, sluša o Krišni.
Then one glorifies Krishna for others.
Da slavi Krišnu pred drugima.
Then one remembers Krishna.
Da se seća Krišne.
And then one worships Krishna.
I da obožava Krišnu.
My dear devotees, I have applied this formula with great success.
I dragi moje bakte, ja sam primenio ovu formulu i sa velikim uspehom.
I have seen in my life that my mind sometimes goes also on the material platform and thinks of normal things.
I primetio sam kako ponekad moj um se također spusti na materijalni nivo i razmišljam o nekim materijalnim normalnim stvarima.
And I have always know that when the mind is on the material platform, I lose energy and pleasure.
I primetio sam kada moj um dođe na taj materijalni nivo da gubim energiju i da gubim to zadovoljstvo.
And I have purposefully learned, I mean I'm a beginner, but I've still learned this process. Okay, I must now yank my mind. Yank means like, you know, like, do you know this jack? It's you put it under a car and you go like, eek, 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 and then you yank the car up. Eek, eek. You know this yanking? There is something to yank the mind up from the material platform.
To je ta četiri procesa, ja sam još uvek na početku tome i to primenjujem, ali kad god vidim da mi je tako umno to materijalnom nivou, to koristim kao dizalicu da izdigne moj um sa materijalnog nivoa.
The first round is hearing about Krishna or reading about him.
I taj prvi krug je slušanje o Krišni ili čitanje o njemu.
Then the next round is I tell it to something. Usually Gaura Hari has to listen to everything which I just read or heard.
A drugi krug je da pričam o tome nekome, a obično kome ja to pričam, sve što sam pročitao ili čuo je Gaura Hari pravo.
And then because he's the next one in the car.
Jer on odmah do mene u kolima.
And then the next round is I try to remember what I have heard.
A sljedeći krug je da pokušavam da se sećam onoga o čemu sam čitao i slušao.
And then I worship Krishna by saying a prayer, for instance.
I onda ja obožavam Krišnu izgovarajući molitve, na primjer.
Or I wish I would be more like a pujari, then I would have more opportunities to go on the altar directly.
I volio bih kada bi se još više malo angažavao kao pujari, tako da bih mogao da idem direktno na altar.
And if I've noticed, if I do these four things without attention, I'm not coming on the spiritual platform.
I primetio sam ako ne uložim pažnju u ova četiri ove stvari, onda nisam tako uspešan da se izdignem sa materijalnog nivoa.
But if it's possible to give one-pointed attention to hearing and glorifying Krishna and remembering Krishna and worshiping him, it's really like the mind is janked from the material platform to the spiritual platform.
Ali ako uložimo jednu usmerenu pažnju u ova četiri procesa služenja Krišne, mišljenja njega, pričanja njemu, onda će se um polako izdići sa materijalne na duhovni nivo.
And at that time there's no Maya any longer.
I onda tada više neće biti Maje.
And when there is no Maya and no fear, you know, this world is ruled by fear, when we have this, then we are fully satisfied.
A kada nema Maje, nema ni straha, strah je jako prisutan u ovom svetu, e onda mi možemo da budemo potpuno zadovoljni.
I could see this when we were in Split. Radhanath Maharaj gave one program there and the devotees were so satisfied in the kirtan. I've never seen them so satisfied.
I kada smo u Splitu imali program i Radhanath Maharaj je davao lekciju i onda smo imali kirtan i nikada nisam vidjela da su bhakte bili toliko zadovoljni.
They were drowning in an ocean of ljubav.
Davili su se, tonuli u taj okean ljubavi.
Krishna! Ja volim Krishna! You know, like
ja volim Krishna!
Ja. Please try this.
Molim vas, primenite, pokušajte ovo.
Don't just hear it and then say, okay, I'm frustrated enough to not try anything. Because you need it, you have to try it.
I nemojte sada kažete, pa dobro, čuo sam ovo, ali toliko sam frustriran da ne mogu ništa da pokušavam. Ne, probajte.
On this sacred day, I remember Haridas Thakur.
I danas sećam se Šila Haridas Thakura.
Oh, was he chanting.
I sve što je on radio, to je bilo da je on non-stop mantra.
One day he sat before his cave at the river Ganga. It was moon.
I jednom je seo ispred svoje pećine na obali Gange i bila je mesečina.
Have you seen the river Ganga when the moon was over the Ganga?
I da li ste vidjeli reku Gangu koja je obasjena mesečinom?
Have you seen Sri Hari? No. It is so good.
Jako je lepo, predivno.
The light came towards him.
I svetlost je dolazila ka njemu, obasjavala ga.
All of a sudden, however, he seemed to notice that the whole forest had become full of light.
I odjednom on je primetio kako je čitava šuma postala obasjena svetlom.
And the light was coming towards him.
I svetlost mu se približavala.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. And he saw when the light was coming, this was the most amazing sight.
I on je video kako se ta svetlost približavala najzačuđujuću scenu.
It was a woman.
To je bila žena.
She introduced herself.
I ona mu se predstavila.
And her mission.
I rekla koja je njena misija.
I am Maya.
Ja sam Maya.
And I want union with you.
I ja želim da se sjedinim s tobom.
Now imagine. Maya comes.
Sada zamislite, Maya dolazi.
In her aspect of human love.
U svom aspektu ljudske ljubavi.
Oh, it must be simply overwhelming.
Oh, verovatno mora da je veoma preplavljujuće.
Have you ever been next to a really beautiful and charismatic person?
Da li ste ikada bili u blizini prelepe i harizmatične osobe?
The sight.
Njena vizija.
The smells.
Njen miris.
You're losing already your pen in the description. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. And the feelings, the amount of feelings.
I ta količina osjećanja.
A normal person would have been burned like a straw in the volcano.
Normalna osoba bila bi spržena kao travka ono, u nekom vulkanu.
Harita said, I will certainly fulfill every one of your desire, but after I have finished my rounds.
Harita Thakur je rekao, samo ti sedi tu, zasigurno ću da ispunim sve tvoje želje, samo da završim svoje krugove.
And the woman sat down and started to make movements which in the past had even bewildered Lord Brahma, the best of all scholars.
I ona je počela da pravi takve pokrete koje bi zaludili čak i Brahmu, koji je najveći učenjak.
And you know how our story ends?
I da li znate kako se naša priča završava?
They met.
Oni su se sreli.
They met in a very affectionate way.
Oni su se sreli na jako privržen način.
But in an initiation ceremony.
Ali to je bio način, znači inicijacijska ceremonija, inicijacije.
Maya Devi said on the after she had to return for 3 days, you know, previously I chanted the name of Ram.
I nakon 3 dana kad se vratila, Maja Devi je rekla, opa, ja sam mantrala pre imena Rama.
Ali?
Hari?
No, Ali.
Ali.
Yes,
Ali.
Hari is also good. But Ram's name only gives liberation, whereas Krishna's name gives us love.
Ali Ramino ime daje oslobođenje, ali Krishnino ime nam daje ljubav.
I experienced ljubav sa Krishna.
I ja sam sada iskusila tu ljubav sa Krishnom.
It is so overwhelming.
I to je tako preplavljujuće.
Can you please initiate me in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra?
I da li me molim te možeš inicirati u pevanje Hare Krishna mantra?
Haridas Thakur gave Maya Devi initiation.
I Srila Haridas Thakur je Maya Devi dao inicijaciju.
Do you know that Maya Devi was initiated a third time also?
Da li znate da je Maja Devi treći put također inicirana?
First in the name of Rama by Shiva.
Gospod Shiva je prvo dao inicijaciju u ime gospoda Rame.
Second in the Hare Krishna mantra.
Druga inicijacija u Hare Krishna mantru.
By Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
What was her third initiation?
I koja je bila njena treća inicijacija?
In the name of Gauranga. And who in Shiva, again Shiva, yes.
Correct. I onda po treći put gospod Shiva je dao inicijaciju u ime gospoda Gore.
So from this you can understand Maya Devi has three powerful initiations.
I onda možemo razumjeti da Maya Devi ima veoma tri moćne inicijacije.
She also can come very easily into the temple.
I
she likes it.
Veoma lako voli, mislim i može da dođe u temple, jer ona voli to.
And she will move you sometimes.
I ponekad
će malo
da vas testira i da vas malo pomeri.
Do you want unlimited love?
Da li želite, testirat će vas, da li želite neograničenu ljubav?
Or do you want limited and frustrating love?
Ili želite ograničenu i frustrirajuću ljubav?
There's a question which I want to ask you, Slaya.
To je pitanje koje sam htjela da vam postavim.
It's a very good question.
To je jako dobro pitanje.
It is a question which I feel we should not be shy to address in our lives.
I to je pitanje koje ne treba da se stidimo da postavimo sebi u našem životu.
We should look into the history of our life.
Trebamo da pogledamo nazad u istoriju našeg života.
What we were before.
Šta smo mi bili pre?
And through the eyes of philosophy we should look into our last life and the lives before.
I očima filozofije treba da pogledamo u naš zadnji život, šta smo, kakvi smo bili pre.
We can't say exactly what we did and what we had there, but philosophically we can be sure we wanted to offer love and we wanted to receive love.
I ne možemo tačno da damo sad opise šta smo radili, ali sigurno je jedno da smo hteli da budemo voljeni i da pružimo ljubav.
So I would like to encourage all of you to to be honest with yourself and recognize that you were not fully successful in this.
I želeo bih da vas ohrabrim da budete iskreni prema sebi i jednostavno da priznate da niste bili u potpunosti uspešni u tome.
Now by some unimaginable good fortune your eyes have been directed towards Krishna and you can search there.
I sada usled neverovatne i velike sreće naša vizija i naše oči su usmerene ka Krišni.
You might say, but then what is about love amongst devotees?
A onda možete takođe pitati, a šta je sa tom ljubavlju između bhakta?
And I want to tell you it's essential.
I ja želim da vam kažem da je ona suštinska.
Without offering your love and receiving love in the association of devotees, the path will be too difficult.
Jer bez nuđenja ljubavi i primanja ljubavi od bhakta, naš put će biti veoma težak.
Krishna actually looks for this in his devotees, that they lovingly associate with each other.
I Krishna traži tu odliku u svojim bhaktama, da se oni međusobno sa puno ljubavi druže.
However, you have to make sure that Krishna is there in that love. Otherwise, you will be overwhelmed by what you are accustomed to in this world, that is human love.
A morate biti sigurni da je Krishna ipak u centru te ljubavi i u tom odnosu, inače delovat ćemo kao onako na nivou na kome smo već navikli da delamo na tom materijalnom planu ljubavi.
Have you heard about Saint Francis of Assisi here in Serbia? Have you heard?
Da li ste čuli o Franju Asiškom ovde u Srbiji?
Who has not heard? No problem. It's
ko nije čuo?
Not necessary. Who has not heard?
Franjo
Asiški. Franjo Asiški. Who has not heard? There was a very interesting phenomena in his life.
U njegovom životu se desio veoma interesantan fenomen.
He preached to an aristocratic girl called Clara.
On je propovedao jednoj aristokratskoj devojci po imenu Clara.
We have one gospoda Clara. Her name is from that Clara or the other Clara? Yes. Yeah. So and there was definitely a strong liking.
I definitivno između njih postalo obostrano sviđanje.
Totally dopadanje. Platonic.
Platonski.
Yes, he was living in celibacy and she also.
Jer on je živeo u celibatu, ona takođe.
And some of I have talked about this with some of my god brothers. What do you think? Is this possible in the movement for Krishna consciousness that an unmarried man and an unmarried woman have a totally platonic relationship?
I diskutovao sam o tome sa svojim god brotherima, da li je to moguće i u našem pokretu, takav jedan platonski odnos te ljubavi između dvoje ljudi koji nisu oženjeni, venčani.
And I mean, normally if you ask this to a Hare Krishna, he will immediately, he is afraid to discuss this subject.
I obično ako pitate nekog Hare Krishna bhakta o tome, on onako uplaši se odmah i uopšte ne želi da priča o toj temi.
But this devotee was willing to discuss it.
Ali ovaj bhakta je bio veoma, imao je želju da priča o tome.
And both of us came to the conclusion one has to be very careful.
I oboje smo došli do zaključka da osoba treba da bude jako pažljiva.
Because of our old sanskaras, our old impressions and what we did in the past.
Zbog naših starih samskara, impresija, onoga što smo radili u prošlosti.
Man and woman can live together without that vibration of lust only when really Krishna is totally in the center. Live together means in a, you know, not maybe in the same apartment, but you know.
I muškarac i žena mogu da žive zajedno i bez tog osjećaja uznemirujućeg, jedino ako se Krishna u potpunosti manifestovao u centru, ako u centru.
But really, if you want to experience this human love between man and woman, it's really best you marry it.
Ali ako zaista želite da iskusite taj odnos ljubavi između muškarca i žene, onda je mnogo bolje da se udate ili oženite.
This is a very dangerous age.
I ovo je veoma opasno doba.
And we are not very qualified.
Mi nismo baš puno kvalifikovani.
And you will not become purified if you don't go through when you have this desire. If you don't go through an ashram which is meant for that type of purification, that is the grihastha ashram.
I ne možemo da postanemo pročišćeni ukoliko ne prođemo kroz tu vrstu ashrama koja je namenjena da se te želje iščiste, a to je grihastha ashram.
You will only have an irresponsible relationship.
Ako toga nema, onda ćete imati samo neodgovorne veze.
Which is either based on mental gratification or on physical gratification.
Koje će biti zasnovane ili na mentalnom zadovoljstvu ili na fizičkom zadovoljstvu.
And this type of gratification is an anchor to the world.
To vrsta zadovoljstva nas samo vezuje za ovaj svet.
It will not help you to develop divine love.
I neće nam uopšte pomoći da razvijemo božansku ljubav.
But putting this delicate subject a little to the side, I want to go to my formula.
I sada ću ovu delikatnu temu malo sa strane da stavim i vratit ću se na moju formulu.
To develop love of Krishna starts with attention, like any relationship of love starts.
I razvijanje odnosa ljubavi prema Krišni počinje sa pažnjom, kao i sve drugo što mora da se započne sa pažnjom.
And attention to Krishna, this comes if we start to hear about him.
Pažnja prema Krišni se kreće kada počnemo da slušamo o njemu.
Especially hear about him in the association of devotees.
Specijalno ako slušamo o njemu u društvu bhakta.
When we glorify him.
Ako ga slavimo.
Remember him in our private life.
I privatno ako ga se sećamo.
And worship him also.
I također ako ga obožavamo.
Then Krishna comes in our life.
Onda Krishna dolazi u naš život.
I want to really request you to try this.
I zaista bih želela da vas zamolim da pokušate ovo.
You can find this verse in the first canto, second chapter, text 14.
I možete ovo naći u Šrimad Bhagavatam u prvo pevanje, drugo poglavlje, tekst stih broj 14.
Yes. Also, you can learn to love Krishna by coming into my transformation course.
A također možete da naučite da volite Krišnu tako što ćete doći na moj kurs transformacije.
We will take you.
Mi ćemo da vas uzeti.
Like you are.
Onako kakve jeste.
And when you leave us, you are something else.
A kada nas budete napustili, bit ćete totalno nešto drugo.
I'm referring here to the Japa retreat.
Ovdje mislim na taj Japa retreat.
Ah! It is perfect.
Oh, savršen.
You must. Maybe one day we should organize this in Serbia. I would be very happy to give you this gift.
I mislim da bi bilo dobro da tako nešto napravimo ovdje u Srbiji. To je pravi poklon.
Listen what we do.
A slušajte šta ćemo da uradimo.
We learn how to chant.
Naučit ćemo kako da mantramo.
With full attention.
Sa potpunom pažnjom.
We take different perspectives.
Vidjet ćemo to sve iz različitih perspektiva.
And it works like anything. In the end you are a Haridas Thakur.
I to će da funkcioniše zaista. Na kraju bit ćete kao Haridas Thakur.
And Maya cannot get you.
I Maya vas neće uhvatiti.
There's Krishna love and there's Maya love. And not much in between.
Postoji ljubav za Krišnu, ljubav za Maju i nema baš nečega u sredini.
Hare Krishna.